Good morning. We want to talk about the halachas of the 3 weeks. Once Rosh Chodesh Av comes, even though it's within the 3 week period, the level of chumrah steps up, and therefore it's referred to as a separate period, as the 9 days. So 3 weeks really is not. The halachas of 3 weeks continue into the 9 days plus more. We're going to follow the minhag of the Ashkenazim in regards to these halachas. The Sfardim have a whole different set of halachas in regards to 3 weeks. Actually, very little is going to be limited for them during the 3 weeks. There are five areas that we give our attention to in the halachas of the 3 weeks. The first one is that we limit haircuts and shaving. And we'll talk about maybe there's some cases where trimming a mustache for eating purposes, etc., is going to be mutter. The second area which we deal with is that you do not get married at mechasnas during the 3 weeks. The third area is independent of the issue of making chasnas. We do not dance or listen to music during the 3 weeks. The fourth area, which is not an isser, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is it's appropriate, toiv, to be careful not to say Shechayonu during the period of Bein HaMetzorim, from the beginning of Shivas HaBetamos until after Tisha B'Av. And the fifth point, the Shulchan Aruch again says that a person should be careful, Tzarek Lizoyer, not to go Yechidi. It's a time where the Midas Adin is affecting Klal Yisrael, and there is rishus given to the mazikim, different types of karchas and the bria to damage people. So there's a period of time during the day a person should be careful not to be by himself, and a person should not be makar the talmidim. Even though when they would teach, they would allow themselves to hit. During this time, there's a danger that it might cause more damage than the person intended, because of this dekufa being a dekufa minas adin, and the different karchas have their powers. So we do not want to do anything which is considered potentially a sakana issue. It's appropriate that a person should refrain from doing that during the period of the Bein HaMetzorim. Let's go back to the idea that it is not appropriate to say Shechayonu during this time. So Mishabura points out, even though an oval does say Shechayonu, but that we should come along and say Shechayonu b'yano lazman hazeh, to this time of the time between Shivas HaBetamos and Tisha B'Av, which is a sad time of Klal Yisrael, to say a bracha that we're so happy that we're here in this time is not appropriate, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says it's toiv lizoyer. The Mishabur does bring that the Gra and the Taz both disagree and say that we do not find there's an issue of saying a Shechayonu. And therefore the Mishabur says that at least on Shabbos, we're going to make and say Shechayonu. Even the Shulchan Aruch himself points out that we do not say Shechayonu on a Pri or a Malbish. That if you have opinion of Ben, you make the bracha Shechayonu. We make a bracha Shechayonu when we do the mitzvah opinion of Ben. We would say the Shechayonu on the opinion of Ben, because otherwise, if you don't say it now, you're not going to be able to say it later on. And the Rambam adds, based on that, so if you would have a pre, which if you would leave it till Shabbos, it's going to deteriorate, and that we in general make our bracha of Shechayonu on fruits when we eat them. Why that's so is a different discussion, but we do that. So if I buy something, it's a new fruit, it's a new season, of the fruit, so I should say Shechayonu on it. If I wait till Shabbos, the fruit's going to deteriorate and not be edible, so I should say the Shechayonu and eat the fruit during the week, in order not to lose the opportunity to say the Shechayonu on this fruit, on this item. So we're going to allow that. Now, the Shechayonu was said when you purchase a garment of value, and that's the example the Shulchan Aruch talks about, but it's only if it's ready to be worn as is. So it still has to be checked for shatness, or still has to be tailored, so there's not going to be Any problem with purchasing it during the 3 weeks, the 9 days is a different story. Not a problem with purchasing it during the 3 weeks because you're not going to be wearing it. So in a case where you do not make the bracha at the time of the purchase, you wait till the time that you're going to wear it. So purchasing would not be a problem, but wearing it after it's been tailored and it's ready to wear, a person would have to wait till Shabbos to do that and not do that during the weekdays and make the Shechiyonu during the weekdays. A beged, which is not choshev, there's no Shechiyonu set in it anyway, so we're only discussing saying a Shechiyonu on something the level of a new suit of that sort. If there is going to be a hefsed moment, even something which you're going to purchase, which is reusable as is immediately, but if there's a sale, which if you don't take advantage of it now, you're going to take a loss. So we rely on the opinion of the Gra and the Taz that there's no issur saying a Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks, and a person would purchase it at the sale and say a Shechiyonu at that point in time. Have a good night.